pooped out.
Pooped out. Mm-hmm. Or we say worn out.
Worn out, that's used sometimes.
Just exhausted.
Exhausted, right, that's used too.
Okay. What about you hear about somebody being in the hospital? You might say, well, he was looking fine yesterday. When was it he
got sick?
Mm-hmm. Got sick, okay. Or you might say, if you're talking about, if you're going somewhere and somebody asks you when you're going to get there, and you want to tell them that, you know, you're not in any particular hurry, you might say, oh, we'll get there
sometime afternoon, mm-hmm. somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Eventually, or do people around here say, oh, we'll get there by and by?
By and by, yes, that's used.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or about if somebody got overheated and chilled and his eyes and his nose started running, you say he caught a
cold.
Caught a cold, okay. And if it affected his voice so that he talked funny, you say he sounds a little
hoarse.
A little hoarse. And if I do that, I've got a little
cough.
A little cough. And I might say, well, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little
sleepy.
Sleepy. Do you say drowsy much?
Yes, that's used probably about as much as sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you go to sleep, but let's say about 6 o'clock in the morning, you do what?
Awake.
Mm-hmm. Or talk about somebody, you might say, well, he's still sleeping, you better go
wake him up.
Okay, and talking about, let's say if there's some medicine on the bedside table that your son is supposed to take, you might say, well, if it's still there when you get back, you say, now, well, why haven't you
taken
your medicine? He say, well, I already
took.
Okay, okay. What about somebody who can't hear well? You say he's getting a little what?
Deaf.
A little deaf. Mm-hmm. Okay, and when you work out in the hot sun during the summer, it's not long before you begin to do what?
Well, most often you say sweat. Sweat. Mm-hmm. Perspiration. Mm-hmm. Perspire.
Okay. What about you say, you sweat today, yesterday you a lot? If you did the same.
You sweat.
Okay. What do you call, some people get these places on their skin, they're kind of red, kind of bumps with a little white spot right in the middle. What do you call those things?
Fester.
Fester. Is there anything else it's called?
Well, without the little white spot, if you got a place like that, it would be called a welt.
Uh-huh, a welt. Have you ever heard people call those boils?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Same thing.
And well, generally a boil is something that's much larger.
Much larger.
Yes. The fester is something like a little pimple or something.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you break open that white thing, you know, that white stuff that drains out, that's the what?
Corruption.
Corruption. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Yes, pus.
Pus. Okay, and if, let's say a bee bit you on your hand, your hand gets bigger, you say it did what?
Swelled.
Uh-huh. Or your hand is all
swollen.
Uh-huh. All right. If somebody has been chopping some wood with an axe and they're not used to doing that kind of work, they'll get a blister on the hand. What do you call that liquid inside the blister when you burst it open, when you break it open, it drains out, you know?
That's usually just referred to as water.
As water. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if somebody got shot or stabbed in the leg, you might have to take him to a doctor so that the doctor could treat the
wound.
The wound. Uh-huh. And if that wound didn't heal cleanly, if you had kind of a whitish substance form around it that you might have to remove, burn out or something, what kind of flesh would you call that around the wound?
Well, it'd be infected or dead flesh.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call that proud flesh?
Uh-uh.
Haven't heard that. Okay. What about, let's say if you cut your finger, you might get something out of the medicine cabinet to put on it so that it wouldn't get infected. What would you put on it?
Well,